You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys and Fire.
I don't even know what to say.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got the Western Conference Finals starting tonight.
Wow.
5:30.
Face of the league up in the air. SGA or Ant. Whoever wins this series.
Why don't you like the 5:30 start?
It's too early. Like, we're from the West Coast. 7, 6:30. Let us marinate. Get it, you know?
Well, it's 7:30 in OKC.
Well, how could you live there?
Goo, let me tell you something. As somebody who lived on the East Coast for half my life, one of the greatest aspects of living on the West Coast is you don't have the 10:30 p.m. start. All right? So you can watch a full slate of sports and still get a good night's sleep.
Man.
I mean, think about that, Goo.
If you I couldn't. I'd be on the street. I wouldn't have graduated high school. I wouldn't have kept a job. Exactly. Monday Night Football would start at 9:30.
I know.
At 9.
I know. My dad used to say, you can stay up till halftime.
Did you?
Watch the halftime highlights.
Did you still stay up for the whole game?
Nah.
They enforced it.
You
didn't play.
Pop says something.
I got you.
Take it to the bank.
Did you get whippings? Like with a belt. We got taxed.
Not.
The stuff we see.
Not a lot.
Okay, gotcha. I can tell.
People don't, young kids today have no idea.
Well, they got an 800 number you could call if you get physical.
Yeah, you go to prison now, you beat your kid.
People can't believe that my teachers in high school junior high used to have paddles.
Oh, boy.
Paddles, Evan.
Man.
They'd make the kids.
That's what we're missing.
One of the woodshop projects was to make a paddle for some of the teachers.
Oh, man.
So it was like a big baseball bat, but wider. And then you know what they actually did? These sick teachers, they put holes in it so that the wind wouldn't break the speed as it was meeting your backside.
Oh, man.
You guys have it easy. All right, well, who are the Niners? Who is this team
right
now?
What if I told you they're in a state of transition? Wow. I've talked about windows being open, closed. I don't know. I think this window right now for the Niners going into this season, coming off of no playoffs, 90 is not a big shocker. I think it's more on the close side, but we need to see, and I'll give them credit for this. All the needs that they had, I feel like they drafted for in this draft, but I can't tell you. I don't have a magic, a genie. I can't predict the future and tell you the guys that they drafted are going to ball and make contributions. Fred got his money, rightfully so, Kittle and Purdy. But outside of that, how are you going to replace Greenlaw, Hufanga, all the dudes that have meant something to you during this run? Even Armstead, I feel like they missed him. So we'll see how they bounce back. But the best thing going for the Niners, Steiny, is their schedule.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that I
talk to him.
Their Super Bowl window's closed this year. They
And that doesn't mean it is. It's just how you feel, but, and I get it.
But this is where you got to look at things realistically. I'm talking Super Bowl, not winning the division. That's something different. So they've lost a ton of players. Do you realize how much this team is going to rely on first and second year players this year?
More than they ever have under Kyle Shanahan.
They won't have their top receiver, Brandon Ayuk, to start the season.
Man.
Their running back is a question mark. Trent Williams is a question mark. The only thing to me that they did that was a sure thing was they retained their best offensive player and their best defensive player.
Facts.
I don't know.
They're two best offensive players, if you want to keep it real.
I don't know if that's enough. I don't think that's enough.
It wasn't last year.
I think the 49ers organization is prepared, and I was going to say a step back, though you can't have a step back from last year.
Okay, man.
I think what we're looking at is the year before the year for them. This is where they're going to have to use a lot of young players. They're going to have to figure out who can play and who can't play. And to me, what they're doing is setting things up for next year. And that's just the way it looks to me.
Yeah, I'm not mad. And we'll be joined by the Hall of Famer, Warren Moon. What time is 91?
1 o'clock.
Yeah,
one
we'll
o'clock.
Have him. And, you know, we can ask him his thoughts on Stoney. I love me some Jennings. I love what I've seen
as
from
a number
Pearsall.
One.
That's a question mark. So you got Kittle and you got McCaffrey in the backfield coming off, you know, a year that, you know, he doesn't want to repeat in regard to being available. But does that scare you? And is the MVP of this offense Kyle Shanahan? And if so, and because if that's true, Stoney, is that a good thing? Because Debo's gone.
It's not a
Debo
good thing.
Debo was the secret weapon for a bunch of your success. Now he's out the door. How do you replace him? How do you scare opposing defenses?
I mean, think about it. They lost Ayuk and Debo Samuel,
well,
at least for the start of next season. But let's talk to some 49er fans, see what they're thinking. Let's start out with, Josh. Josh is on 580. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man? Where you think this team is right now?
Man, what's up, guys? It's Tuesday, right? Yeah, happy Tuesday. Man, I think the team is in a very, very interesting spot because I think the last 5 years, you know, they've won off of the great defense. Right, the defense has been the stalwart of what's been keeping them in games. It's only been over the last couple of years that the offense has really kind of took over the mantle. We saw last year without the pieces, the offense wasn't that good. But the thing is, when you pay your quarterback $50 million, you're paying him because he needs to elevate that offense.
I think
that's why Purdy is such a conundrum, because does he elevate it? Last year could be a stumble. Quarterbacks have bad years. But is he the quarterback of 2 years ago when he was in MVP contention? Because that year, what I really saw 2 years ago, what we didn't see last year, he was extending plays. He was using his feet. He was being mobile. And those are the elite of elite guys, the guys that make the plays when there isn't a play to be made. I didn't see a lot of that from Purdy last year, but I saw it 2 years ago. So now I'm kind of like, we're in limbo. Is he the guy 2 years ago? Is he the guy from last year? Because in my opinion, all the star power now is on the offensive side of the ball. You got Nick and Fred on defense. That's it. You know, they can only do so much. You got Kittle, you got CMC, and you got Purdy. You got Trent, all your stars on the offensive side of the ball. 17 points a game isn't going to cut it.
Right.
They got to be in the 24, 27, 30 points a game if they're going to win games this year. And that's what we're going to see if Purdy can extend plays, take a third and eight, make it a third and two and get the first down. Can he do that on a consistent basis? I think that's where we're going to see if this team is really made about it, because you can't rely on the defense this year. It's got to be all offensive driven. And is Purdy the guy that can make plays when plays aren't there to be made, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about him right now.
Good
stuff.
I think a lot of people kind of feel that same way.
Because up until last year, Stoney, he's answered all those questions, you know. And now, to me, on paper, going into this season, do you have a problem with me saying this might be the most difficult task for Brock Purdy to continue to do what he's shown outside of last year with what I dare say less?
Well, that's what it looks like, at least offensively. that they're not going to have the weapons that they've had in the past. You know, the one thing, and I brought you up yesterday, Goo.
Well, a few times.
Because a lot of people were saying, you know, they love the Purdy deal, and or they like the Purdy deal, and they think he's a very good quarterback and he can get better, et cetera, et cetera. And you said he's gotten paid for what he's done.
I really believe.
But have you forgotten? From about the midway point to the end of the season last year, have you forgotten who you compared Purdy to?
Now,
have you forgotten?
Now, we got to be careful here.
Yeah, I know we do.
Because I believe.
But you weren't careful at the time.
The Prescott contract is an atrocity. Oh, who did I compare it to?
You started saying. Jimmy? Yes, you started saying he's looking a little like Jimmy Garoppolo last year.
On a bad day with some of the throws.
Okay, well, they just made him a big boy quarterback.
But I'll say this, Jimmy wasn't the reason. He took you to the promised land.
Land is winning a Super Bowl.
Well, no, to the Super Bowl with less than 6 minutes left with a chance to win.
So that's why you give him all kinds of money?
No, he did that after you paid him.
What's just playing devil's advocate here because I don't really think there was a huge decision to be made.
No doubt. You
but
said
the reality is he didn't have a great year last year.
And they didn't.
Right.
But going into this season, I would ask you, what's your biggest concern? And we keep talking offense. Mine is this defense and giving Bosa help and Warner because they're rendered less effective if you don't have other things around you like they've had a surplus of for so long. And maybe Saleh comes in here and makes these young guys, you know, into studs right away. But, Stoney, forget we're in the Bay. If we said that with any other football team, wouldn't you say, Goo, that's a big ask to be counting on so many young guys?
Yes. Yes. And that's why, you know, people are like, oh, Stoney, are there people out there that still think this team is a Super Bowl contender? And my question would be, you know, we can all hope for the best. They're in a division they can win.
Schedule weak.
Their schedule's weak, but their schedule's not going to be the reason they win a Super Bowl. This is a team that had a Super Bowl window. They went all in last year. They went 6-11. Then they got rid of a lot of their veteran players, a lot of whom fans think were kind of getting to the dead weight stage.
All right.
And now they're coming back with a much, much younger team. I just think it's a lot to ask when we look at how many first and second year players are going to be on this team to expect them to be the team that they were 2 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not mad at that at all. And I'll just say this. This is why we love sports, because I'm just sharing with you my opinion as well as yourself, Stoney, and we don't know. It's just like the Warriors season. It looked like it was a funeral, and then all of a sudden you pull off a trade, Jimmy Butler's here, and bam. And the Niners kind of felt some of that with McCaffrey. But if you tell me he's going to remain upright for 17 games, I kind of feel like, you know, with Kyle, they still got action. But I want to be careful because Austin in San Jose on the chat is telling me Goo almost doesn't count when it comes to Purdy getting this team to the Super Bowl. But Stein, he's already, to me, shown you that he can get you to the championship game twice, almost get you the win in Super Bowl, Austin. I mean, because we can't forget that. But I'm looking at these quarterbacks that are ahead of Brock Purdy, and I'm looking like, man, the Niners almost got over, in a sense, on the contract. If he wanted to go Don Dada, like, I'm the man, I've done more than the Tuas of the world and the Dak Prescotts, which he has. But, man, I think the one thing that the Niners have going for them in regard to continuity, Stoney, is you got McCaffrey, Jennings, Pearsall. The offense is ahead of the defense, in my estimation.
I wouldn't disagree.
The defense
I don't know. I wouldn't disagree that the offense is probably ahead of the defense just because they've got more holdovers than the defense. But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're going to be asking a lot of some young players, not to mention all the players who played as a rookie last year or played as first-year players. Yeah, the assumption is ideally they'll improve, but that's not always the case.
So do you look at Brock Purdy differently now with this contract?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
So the
absolutely.
And go ahead.
If for whatever reason, the 49ers have the same kind of year this year as last year.
Is going to him.
Hell yeah. Yes. Or whatever the bulk of the responsibility is that every quarterback faces. And I get it. He's still not going to be on his big boy contract. That doesn't kick into the following season. But, no, you know, like that didn't matter for Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
When Jordan Poole got broken off a ton of money, but he had one more year under his original contract. And I just remember Dibs used to have some fun and saying, well, he's not a $25 million player right now. And he wasn't. But the reality of the situation is, yes. Brock Purdy's their franchise quarterback. And you absolutely have to view him differently. He's their franchise quarterback now.
Yeah, but now you put the ring on the finger. Are you at all shocked? Two things. That this dropped Friday when it did, and why, when this is something that is so precious, you kind of want, you know, it, as far as an owner, a team, you kind of want this big boy news out in front of everybody. But it dropped Friday, and then also too, Steiny, are you surprised that Brock kind of didn't try to bring the house down in regard to the Benjamins?
I think he did bring the house down.
Going to what he was making.
I mean, what was he going to do, ask for more money than any other quarterback?
I got you.
I mean, to me, he's a top 7 or 8 paid quarterback right now. What more does he want?
Yeah, and he's done more than a lot on the list.
And, you know, when I think about this team right now, I mean, Purdy obviously is going to lead this team into the future, and he's going to be viewed differently.
Yeah.
The expectations for Brock Purdy have changed. It no longer matters that he was the last pick in the draft. The only thing that matters is he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, and if he doesn't play accordingly, he's going to hear it, just like all the other quarterbacks on that list who get paid a ton of money, who haven't gotten it done either.
Now, I got a question for you real quick before we get to the calls. So are you telling me to quit living in the past? Because when I look at Dak and Josh Allen and Jordan Love and Trevor and Tua and Goff, none of those, even Lamar and Herbert, none of those quarterbacks had even been to a Super Bowl. But I do have to ask you, Burrow has, Steiny, but am I living in the past? Because I remember just a couple years ago, Brock Purdy took his team to a Super Bowl. Or are you, the slate is clean. He signed a contract. All that matters is what he did after the contract.
Well, I would answer it this way. How long ago did Brock Purdy go to the Super Bowl?
2 years ago.
Right. And wasn't that about the same time that we were lauding how Jimmy Butler played in the postseason, and he wasn't the same player this year that he was 2 years ago.
I'll give you
now.
You got
obviously, Purdy's in his prime.
Yeah,
but you never know. I mean, you never know. I expect Purdy to have a better year than last year. I fully expect that. And obviously the Niners expect that.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how it plays out.
And that will start as soon as McCaffrey's healthy from week one. It's already better. You know what I mean? He was without him. No excuses, Donnie. 8 weeks.
And
that's a long time.
Right. And how much can he count on McCaffrey?
That's a big question.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, they have a lot of question marks still. Let's go to Larry. Larry's in Roseville.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. You guys have become my favorite show, so even since I moved from San Jose.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, a couple things real quick is, nothing against the other guys. I listen to them all day long. Praise God. Hey, look at the Brock Purdy deal. Florio had explained it the other day, being that he scratched up his old deal, and it's like a 6 years, $45 million a year kind of thing, which I found really interesting. I think he's worth $53 million because a starter is hard to get, and he's shown that he can do some stuff in the playoffs. But $45 million is a bargain, man. And I think the Niners are going to be sneaky good this year. That defense is
good. Really?
I really see them going in. I'm sorry?
No, I said, do you really?
Oh, gosh, yeah, man. I'm loving this. I love the sneaky aspect of all of this. Robert Saleh, these young studs that they got. I'm 53, man. And I love watching these young killers just come out of college and take their game up. So, especially with leaders like Fred Warner and Bosa, I think there's going to be some damage. People are overlooking the Niners, and I like it a lot.
That's fair.
Well,
that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm overlooking the Niners in terms of thinking that they listen for the last 3 years, the Niners and their Super Bowl odds put them at the top of the NFL. They've been a top five team,
man,
for the last 3 years, and sometimes even higher than that because the better teams seem to reside in the AFC. But can you really say that the Niners are the class of the NFC right now?
I don't think they're the class of their division.
They might not
be. That's a factoid. You know, I'm not hating. That's how it played out last year. And I think the Rams have gotten better. So we'll see, you know, what happens. Seattle came in and gave you a crucial loss last year. We'll see what they do with what they got going on. And Arizona, I think the Niners are better than Arizona. But this is one of the most interesting, I believe, off seasons into seasons for the Niners, and I think Stoney since the last five years, because there's a lot of question marks, and I can be honest and say some of the questions I don't think I like, are you going to be able to replace Greenlaw? You know, what's your secondary look like outside of, you know, what you got back there? So and Robert Saleh's coming back in the kitchen, but does he have the same ingredients to put in the gumbo? I don't know. Is the sausage going to taste different than tomatoes?
So why are you afraid to say that they're probably not a Super Bowl contender?
No.
I need a lot to go right.
I'm on paper saying, I told you, I think the window's shut.
Oh.
And that's just natural. I said that as soon as the season ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to say anything.
Well, it's sugarcoating some stuff.
That's fine.
I just haven't. Yeah, you know, we haven't worked together in a little, 4 or 5 days. And I just kind of forgot. You know,
on the other side, I got a big thing for our relationship. I'll introduce it on the other side and see what you think.
Okay,
yeah, that's a tease, people.
All right, let's go to Lori. Lori's in Phoenix. She wants to talk about the Niners off season. Hey, Lori.
Hey, guys. So I think that you guys are kind of overlooking the fact that in 2019, this was a very young team. You had a lot of first and second year players that were drafted, and they got to a Super Bowl. So I think one of the things that I like about what the 49ers did this offseason is instead of saying we're going to pay everybody because they think they deserve it, we're going to lock down the guys that are our leaders who have performed at the highest level. And that's the expectation going forward. You want a contract with the 49ers, you better be a good leader. You better be a team player. and you better perform at a high level. So I think going forward with Kittle, Warner, you got Purdy locked down. You still have a heck of a lot of talent on this team. You also fixed your special team. You've gone back to basics, bringing in Saleh so Kyle doesn't have to babysit the defensive side of the ball. And now it's going to be up to these draft picks. The one thing that I will say that I think that the reason the Niners haven't developed as many draft players over the last few years is because of the fact that they had so many other guys that were playing, the veterans. So
exactly.
Now these guys are going to get that same chance. So, again, we're going to find out if they did the right thing this year, pick the right player. So I think they got as good of a shot as any as they have because the division's not great. The schedule's, favorable. But if they don't get there this year, it doesn't mean that next year they won't. So I think I like the direction that this offseason is taking.
Appreciate it, Lori. And I'm looking at following up with Lori there and looking at that 2019 draft. Bosa went second. He obviously played right away.
Man.
Deebo Samuel was picked in the second round. Jalen Hurd, he's no longer here. They picked Wisnowski. They picked Greenlaw. So they had four contributors. Caden Smith, Justin School played a little bit, and then Tim Harris. So Lori's right. They did get contributions from that rookie class from four or five guys. It feels like they're relying even on more than those that number this year, but we'll see. I mean, the good news
and
for the
Jennings is in a contract year, Stoney, so I know he'll never say this. He's probably isn't Jennings in a contract
Jennings.
Year? So isn't he happy? He'll never say it. Deebo's gone, and Ayuk is so he can put up numbers, and get that.
Oh, that's all that matters. I mean, like
I'm not saying
let's
go
5-12, but as long as Jennings puts up numbers, winning teams don't care about numbers.
Who's the receiver they got from the Rams? Robinson, right? So, maybe he'll play a part.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Pops in Union City wants to find out how your trip was.
Was that good?
You have a good trip, Liddell?
No, that was Kenny's concoction. Look at Evan.
That was a good one.
Question.
All right, Clay. All right, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Employee pricing is back at Frontier Ford. They've extended this incredible sales event. You pay what they pay on every new Ford in stock. No markups, no nonsense. Just go to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara or shop frontierford.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.